You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and you're listening to the Reimagine Success podcast. How are you doing today? Hopefully well, and I'm so happy that I get to talk to you about success and all things success on this podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that I've touched on before, but talk about it in a little bit more detail, and that is rental property tips. So, for those who know that I am really interested in rental properties and have had some myself, so I just wanted to talk about that, as that is one way, real estate is one way to gain financial success in your life. And so we'll delve into that. But first, I'll recap our podcast from last week. So last week, we talked about goal setting. And the crystal from last week was exposure can happen at any age and shift your life into a new direction. Now, have any of you done some of the tips from last week? And has it shifted at least your mindset into a new direction, focused on some of your goals that you've had for yourself for many years, or maybe some new goals? Hopefully you've done that. And I really would love to hear about it. I would love for you to reach out on to my social media to let me know how it's going for you. You can find me on LinkedIn at Melanie Crystal, or on Instagram at Melanie Crystal, or I'm on TikTok, Melanie Crystal. So find me on those and let me know how your goal setting has been going, and have you to come up with new goals and started taking steps to reach those goals. I hope so, because I want us all to reimagine success for our lives and then move to achieve that success. So for today's podcast, we are talking about real estate, and I'm going to give some rental property tips for those who are interested in getting into the real estate market, and also for those who already are in, you know, have real estate. We'll just talk about some tips. The one thing about that subject is it's so vast. There's so many different ways that you can get real estate and obtain rental property. You can have commercial, you can have residential. There's just a lot that goes into it, but a lot of different ways to be successful and win in it. So we'll talk about a few of those today. But first, the crystal for today is earn money while you sleep. That's right. Earn money while you sleep. So we'll be talking about that as well. So I'm going to give five tips on rental property, just five rental property tips to get you started, get you going. And then if you already have some, then some tips at the end will be for those who already have properties or are getting their first property. So I will say that real estate and rental property is a great way to jumpstart or continue to grow your financial success. I mean, if you look at many businesses and business people, they have gotten into the business of real estate, owning buildings, owning properties, just to help them financially. And the real estate market, especially with rental properties, is one that is going to be around, especially for the rental homes and apartments, because guess what? We all need a place to live. Everyone on this planet needs a place to live. People in general aren't trying to live under the bridge, even though there are some people who do, unfortunately. But everyone always needs somewhere to live. So it's not going out of style. It's not going out of business. It's going to be around for a long time. And so that gives you the stability that you need in a business, something that will always be needed. So that's one reason why I like rental property. And the thing is, if you don't know, in 6 months, if you don't have any rental properties, maybe you just have your own home or apartment that you live in, But that's fine, because in about approximately six to eight months, if you're starting from ground zero, you could be getting the keys to your own rental property and starting to become financially successful off of that as well, adding that to your portfolio. So my point is, it doesn't take long. It does not have to take years and years and years for you to get into this business. And if you're already in it and you have, maybe you have a rental property or two or maybe 10, it's something that you can always grow. You can always grow. You can always acquire more, learn more, and increase your financial success in your portfolio. So let's get into a few of the tips of rental property. Number one is, first, if you are looking to get a property, make sure that you get your credit right. So for some people, everyone, you know, some people have great credit, some people have not so great credit. That is something that you need to work on if you're one of those who has not so great credit. And I suggest, you know, one of the credit consolidation companies that do that for a specialty. You can work with one of those to help you get some of that stuff off of your credit report that's, you know, maybe not true, false, or if you have a lot of bills to pay off, then consolidate them. So there are options, but I will say the first thing that you need to do if you have an issue with it is get your credit right. Your credit score is powerful when you are looking to acquire some real estate and rental properties. So that's step number one. If you have great credit, then we're going to just have you skip to step number two. And that is know your numbers. So the only way a rental property business is going to be successful is if you're making money, right? If you're losing money, then, you know, you might regret the decision. But you can decide and know before you even get the rental property if you will make money or not. And that's why tip number two is to know your numbers. Now, how can you do that? You can obviously estimate whatever the sales price is going to be based off of the listing price. And you may want to come off a few thousand dollars from the listing price based on the market values. But you'll have an idea of how much you'll pay for a property. So let's just say you were looking at a double. So that's a house with two doors on it for two families or two people. And that double was listed for $100,000. Okay, great. So you know it's listed for $100,000. That's most likely the most you'll pay. But honestly, in the real estate market, which seems to be cooling a bit, some people were going 10% higher, 10 to 20% higher in some markets just to get the property. So, you know, you can estimate that for a $100,000 property, you'd probably be somewhere between, you know, $85,000 and $115,000 before it's all said and done. So just for numbers sake, we're going to say the price property is listed for $100,000 and you're able to get it for $100,000. So that's the first number you have to know. So if you're going to write this down, the first number is the sales price of the property you're looking to get. Now, the second important number for a rental property, at least, is what are you going to collect on the rents? Because your goal is for the rent to pay the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. Anytime you buy a property, remember, you're not just paying the mortgage. You have to pay the taxes and the insurance for the property to keep it. And if you have a mortgage, your mortgage company will collect the taxes and insurance to ensure that it gets paid. So that will be lumped into your mortgage as well if you decide to set it up that way, or the mortgage company requires you to set it up that way. So make sure when you're calculating your numbers, you're including, well, before we get to that, you want to know the rent, of course, how much you can get in rent, but we have to determine what the actual mortgage, taxes, and insurance will be and estimate it in order to figure out if the rent will cover that. So your second most important number is the rent. And the rent, I suggest using the 1% rule. So the 1% rule will tell you approximately what you can expect on what you'll need to get in rents to cover mortgage, taxes, insurance, and some minor maintenance expenses. So the 1% rule is where you take 1% of the sales price. So for a $100,000 house or double that we're talking about, you multiply that by 0.01, which is also equal to 1%, and you'll get $1,000. So you need at least $1,000. That'll tell you need at least $1,000 in rent to cover the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. And, you know, at least to break, you know, to make some money or break even off of the property. So that's what your rent would need to be. So if you, once you start looking at properties, you can look and see what the rental rates are for that area or for that property if it already has tenants in it, and determine if that's going to meet the criteria. Now, the third number that you need to know is your expenses. So rent is how much you'll get in income, and the third number is your expenses. So the expenses will be what we just talked about, the mortgage, taxes, and insurance. So there is another back of the envelope calculation that you can use to figure out what the mortgage, taxes, and insurance are going to be. And that one is, that one doesn't have a name like the 1% rule, but I'll just tell you the calculation. So for $100,000, anytime you're trying to have a rough estimation of how much the mortgage, taxes, and insurance are going to be, you divide that by 10,000. So 100 divided by 10,000 is 10. So you take that number 10, you multiply it by 60, and then you'll get 10 times 60 is 600. So your estimated mortgage, taxes, insurance will be approximately $600 that you'll have to pay the mortgage company. So when you look at your numbers, the rental home or the home, not the rental home, but the new rental property, will be $100,000. That's your first number. The second number was your income. If you are able to get $1,000 and the market in that area supports an income of $1,000 for that property, so for a double, each side could be renting for $500. That's your $1,000. Or if you do have a single family home, the whole thing would need to be rented for $1,000. And then your mortgage, taxes, and insurance are only $600. Then you'll clear $400 approximately each month. And so that's the numbers that you need to know to calculate what you'll be able to afford and get for your rental property, and if it's it'll be a good deal for you. So in this instance, it would be a great deal because you clear $400 a month. So multiply that times 12 months, and you get $4,800 in the year that you will clear off of that property. And guess what? Other people are paying for your mortgage. So that's the added benefit on top of that. Now, if that isn't a great idea, then I don't know what it is, because you're going to make money and somebody else is paying the mortgage, not you. So that's how people get ahead with real estate, is that they use other people's money to pay for it. And then they also gain some profits. And then in the end, when the mortgage is paid off, guess what? They get all of the rent. They get to keep all the rent minus the tax and insurance, which is a smaller portion. So that's the first two tips for rental property. And I'm going to do the last tip today, and I'll save the other tips for my next podcast. But the third tip for today is, once you know your numbers, so you know ballpark about how much rental property house you can afford or want, not afford, but that you want to get. And that you can afford, actually, based off of the rental incomes in the area you're looking. Then that's time to find a realtor. Find a realtor who knows what they're doing, is experienced in helping someone get a rental property or a multifamily property. I love multifamily properties as well, because for some people, and this is how I started actually, you can buy a fourplex or a double, live in one unit, and then have your tenant paying the rent for the building, or at least paying most of the rent. So get a realtor who specializes and knows about rental properties and multifamily, because that's always a great option as well. So somebody who's done it, who's been in the market, knows what's available, kind of knows what the rents are in your region and area. And so they can be an asset for you to help you make a great choice on the property that you get so that you can maximize your financial success with it. And the other thing the realtor can offer and know about are tips and programs that you can apply for. Did you know that there are first-time home buyer programs where you put little to nothing down? So I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't have any money, I don't have the down payment. When I got my first property, I put down less than $2,000. It was not very much. Maybe $1,000 to $2,000. That was it. That's how much people pay for their 1 month mortgage. And that's what I put down for my first rental property. How did I do that? Because I participated in a new first-time home buyers program where you didn't have to put much down for getting a property. So that was awesome. And those opportunities are out there for everyone to take advantage of. And if it's not your first home, hopefully, you know, you have some money saved up, or you can work on saving up some money for a down payment. But it's definitely doable for everyone. So don't use the excuse of, I don't have any money, I don't have anything, as an excuse, because once again, we've done goal setting, we can set some goals and work on getting, acquiring what we need. But most of us, especially first-time home buyers, you're not going to need as much down payment as you think you need. So those are the first three tips that I have on rental property tips. And next podcast, I'll give you the rest of the tips. So remember, one, get your credit right. That's the first one. And if your credit's already right, skip to tip number two. Know your numbers. We talked about the 1% rule. Well, the three numbers you need to know are, one, the sales price that you're going to pay for a property, the 1% rule, which helps you calculate the income needed in rents for the property. And the third one is your expenses, a calculation for the approximate expenses for the property. So know those numbers. And third, find a good realtor who knows the market that you're looking in and who knows rental properties and have sold some and can offer you tips to save money for yours. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. Once again, why don't you check out my social media? You can go to TikTok and find me, Melanie Crystal. You can go to Instagram and find me at Melanie Crystal, and also LinkedIn, Melanie Crystal. And I'm so glad that you listened to me today. I wish you all the success in your life and endeavors. And hopefully these rental property tips are inspiring you or giving you some tips for yourself. Take care. Bye for now.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.